This is the CAMS closing market recap for Friday, August 7th. Stocks closed out the week on the front foot, and the leadership sat squarely on the growth side. The Nasdaq 100 finished up about 1.2%, the Russell 2000 up roughly 1.1%, and the S&P 500 added about 0.6%. The Dow trailed the group at 0.25%. 9 of the 11 sectors finished higher. Consumer discretionary led at about 1.5%, technology just behind at 1.4%, and materials up 1.3%. Staples ended essentially flat, financials slipped about 0.33%, and energy was the soft spot, down roughly 1.1%. Inside the Dow, 20 of the 30 components advanced. Salesforce was the strongest name, up about 3%, with Honeywell and Nvidia each up a little over 2%. At the weekend, Dow Incorporated fell about 3%, Visa bit over 2%, and Caterpillar 1.7%. Volatility drifted lower. The VIX eased about 1.5% to just under 15, keeping it near the low end of its recent range. The character of the day was a quiet, broad advance, with cyclical growth and small caps carrying the tape, while energy and financials sat it out. The calendar goes quiet through the weekend and Monday. Overnight Tuesday brings the Reserve Bank of Australia rate decision. The main event arrives Wednesday morning with the Consumer Price Index, followed by producer prices and jobless claims on Thursday and retail sales on Friday. Into next week, the desk will be watching whether that growth-led leadership stays intact ahead of the inflation data, or whether breadth narrows the way it often does before a major print. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.